Hi, I'm Tony Reese, and I am with Tracy Schott, owner of Schott Productions. Tracy, you have recently launched Voices for Change. What is Voices for Change?
Voices for Change is a movement, a website, an opportunity to create awareness about intimate partner violence, and also to provide training and a forum for survivors of intimate partner violence.
I have read in a recent blog post that you've created that you talk about March 8th and International Women's Day. And in part, you state, when women and men are valued equally, when sexual and physical abuse of women is no longer tolerated by entire cultures, when opportunity is no longer determined by your gender, then we will no longer need a day. Tell me a bit about those thoughts and how they relate to Voices for Change.
International Women's Day is about finding equality and justice. And when we look at equality based on gender, you know, we see issues with differences in economic opportunity, health care, education, and safety. And my feeling is that until we can eradicate violence against women, we're not really going to have equality. The statistics are out there. I think they're pretty well known, but people don't believe them. 1 in 3 women worldwide is a victim of intimate partner violence. 1 in 3. When 1/3 of the population is exposed to violence and can't be safe in her own home, how can we expect her to be equal on a political level or economic level? It precludes any hope of true equality. So my feeling is, as I look at International Women's Day and all the things that we really want to accomplish across the world for women, we really need to take another look at violence against women, and we really need to make it a priority, because until we're safe, until we can interact with the world without looking over our shoulders and wondering if somebody who is supposed to care for us and love us might not kill us, it's going to be very hard to be equal. One of the most horrifying statistics I've come across is that 50,000 women are killed worldwide every year, the majority of those being by intimate partners and family members. When you take that in and you think about how many women are struggling for their lives, it's overwhelming. It's also overwhelming to know that this is not just a third world problem. In our country, the rates of intimate partner homicide have been growing steadily in the last few years. For years, we talked about the national average being 3 women each day murdered by an intimate partner. In the last couple of years, that number has risen to over 4 women and over 6 victims of intimate partner homicide, with the majority being women. In 2017. Women are most likely to be the victims of intimate partner homicide, but not the only. But certainly it's an issue that needs to be dealt with.
What is driving you, Tracy, to continue and advocate for this incredibly important issue?
Sometimes I wonder what's driving me. I think, you know, I'll always tell people, you know, I'm a Scorpio. I'm stubborn. It's very hard for me to kind of turn my back on this. I was trained as a social worker. I was a child and family therapist. I did a lot of work with childhood victims of child sexual abuse and adult victims of child sexual abuse before I decided I was done being a therapist and I was going to be a filmmaker. And lo and behold, this film, Finding Jen's Voice, grew out of, it was kind of serendipitous, you know. A friend of mine contacted me and said, my niece was murdered. Do you want to tell her story? I honestly didn't want to tell her story. I didn't see myself as somebody covering crime. Mm-hmm. But when I realized that that homicide was a leading cause of death during pregnancy, and Jen was pregnant, I thought, this is crazy. This is like, this is big, big information, big news, and nobody's talking about it. And I became really angry and really stubborn. And I said, I'm gonna make this film. I'm gonna tell people about it. And I was pretty sure that when I made the film, the whole world would want to see it, and it would change the world, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's not really how it happens in documentary filmmaking, and I've been self-distributing the film, and people have been giving me amazing feedback. But I felt like I needed to do more than just have a film, because every time I've shown the film, people have said to me, everybody needs to see this. We need to train with this. We need to create awareness. We need to teach children about healthy relationships, that there are all these different ways that we need to approach the problem of intimate partner violence. And it's going to take, you know, the whole, it takes a village. This takes the whole world.
Tracy, what has to happen now to face this epidemic?
Well, first of all, we need to recognize it as an epidemic. You know, if one in three people in this world had the flu virus, imagine what our governments would do to pull the resources together and fight the epidemic. That is not happening with domestic violence. We do not have the political will to change this. You know, for the last year, the Violence Against Women Act has sat on Senator McConnell's desk waiting for the Senate to reauthorize it. It's not happening. Meanwhile, in the last year, the White House has very slowly taken away some very fundamental definitions of domestic violence, which directly impacts funding and services available to victims of domestic violence. So not only do we not have in our country the political will to change this problem, we actually are backsliding, and many professionals say that we've gone back 20 years in the progress that we've made on a political and governmental level for victims of violence. So first of all, we need to understand this is a big problem, and people are dying because of it, and it deserves our attention. We need to educate people. We need to educate children about what healthy relationships are. We need to take the media to task for reporting about domestic violence and domestic homicide in a responsible manner that does not just run around and say, oh, well, this really nice, handsome guy snapped. Does anybody remember, you know, the Scott and Lacey Peterson case? I mean, that case was in the nightly news for at least 5 years, and nobody talked about the research that homicide was a leading cause of death during pregnancy. And when I came across that research after Jennifer Snyder was killed, I was astounded that it wasn't news. Why weren't we talking about that? Why does the media instead look for reasons that have to do with the victim? Like, what did she do wrong? Why are we asking that question? Why aren't we asking, why are perpetrators killing their loved ones? What is wrong with these people, right? And we know lots of things about it, but we're not reporting on it. In addition to media news, you know, the media also sensationalizes and sexualizes violence against women through television, film, video games. And it normalizes violence against women in such a way that it's hard for, I think, younger people to really, you know, get past the blurred lines between what's real and what's reality.
So Voices for Change. Voices for Change impacts so many areas of this epidemic, from a resource to practitioners to empowerment to the survivors.
Right.
Right. And so what a way to celebrate International Women's Day and empower them with these voices that you are lifting in Voices for Change.
That's the goal. The goal is to really allow us to get to a place where equality and economic and political equality and justice can be our focus, where we can just be assured that, you know, safety is a given, and we no longer have to worry about our bodies and minds and souls being a victim of violence.
Mm-hmm. Safety is a given. Thank you so much for your voice.
Thank you.